Please be advised that the following program contains language of an adult nature. Black 47 is an Irish rock band with many fans in the tri-state area who traveled to the Irish Heritage Center on Saturday, February 4th for Larry Kerwin's Rock and Read concert. Larry Kerwin is the lead singer of the Black 47 and also an author, solo artist, and playwright who lives in New York City. Let's join the fans of the Black 47 and Larry Kerwin at the Irish Heritage Center for highlights of the concert.
Good evening. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Maureen Kennedy, and I'm one of the volunteers here at the Irish Heritage Center. But we're so happy to have Larry Kerwin here. We actually were trying to get Larry Kerwin here before there was an Irish Heritage Center. He's a wonderful man. Some of you may have seen the play that we did called Blood that was written by him. It's really an amazing piece of work. So not only is he a wonderful writer, he also is an amazing musician, and he's quite a Renaissance man. He's very, very thoughtful. Let's give a big Cincinnati welcome to Larry Kerwin.
I wish my mother was alive to hear that introduction. It's the thing I learned from being on stage with Black 47 2,500 times. Take your wallet on stage with you. So far away, so far away from the Tyrol hills of Donegal. I wonder, does she ever think of me at all? On that wet Monday, I drove her down to Shannon. We drank brandy and kissed in the airport hall. Said she'd be definitely home by Christmas, but since then, not even a word, not even a phone call. Now some of the boys said she got a little bit crazy. Said they'd seen her run around the Bronx, hang with a rough crowd. I wonder, does she ever think of me at all? Cause I got no intention hanging around this dump forever. Wonder why she's gonna love me or leave me, or is just about to deceive me so. If you see her, you tell her for me, you tell her, you better just sleep tight in New York City. Now you got a different angel watching over you, and you know I tried to ring you, your phone is always busy, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again to you. So in the meantime, dream on in New York City. Now you got a different angel watching over you, and you know I tried to ring you, your phone is always busy, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again. Don't think I'm ever gonna get through again to you. Stepping down Bainbridge Avenue right now, going down to the Village Pub underneath the crawl. I wonder, does she ever, does she ever, does she ever think of me at all, at all? Just one more amaretto for fortification. And it's good night, you good people, one and all. I got a girlfriend, I gotta go see her over on Broadway. Does she think she's fooling at all, at all? Cause her dark angel waits on the corner with his silver pills and the Spanish charms. Just one more moment's hesitation before she falls into his arms now. Anyone else, they go over there and rescue her and drag her back to her dear old tiny car. She left all that so far behind her. So if you see you tell her for me, you tell her, you tell her, you tell her. You better, you better, you better, you better just sleep tight in New York City. Now you got a different angel watching over you. And you know I tried to ring you, your phone is always busy, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again to you. So in the meantime, dream on in New York City. Now you got a different angel watching over you. And you know I tried to ring you, your phone is always busy, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again. I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again. I don't think I'm ever gonna get through again to you. Now that she's so far away, so far away from a dear old Dunny car, I wonder, does she ever, does she ever, does she ever think of me at all? That song was on the first Black 47 CD, and it was funny. I wrote it in Donegal when I was visiting there one time, and the whole idea came from was just looking at this beautiful place and just looking out over the Atlantic with the waves crashing in, and then knowing what it was like living in the Bronx, which is, for all its good points, is not one of the most scenic parts of the world. Granted, it has other things that make up for it, but, you know, thinking about the people who moved from Donegal to the Bronx, and then I got the idea for this song out of that, and it became a play, and then it became this novel, Rockin' the Bronx. But anyway, you know how the Irish invented reggae? Because in 1649, Oliver Cromwell marched to Ireland unabashedly. He won hands down. But, after doing this, he had a real problem because he had something like 15,000 prisoners, and he had really grown tired of killing Irish people. It takes a lot of energy to kill Irish people. You know, so. But around about the same time, they had opened up sugar plantations and tobacco plantations in the West Indies, particularly in Jamaica. Not Jamaica, Queens. I mean, Jamaica, right? And in, where else? In Barbados and all those beautiful places you go to now, right? So Oliver Cromwell, being a smart dude, said to himself, you know, I got a problem. I got these 15,000 Irish people here and all their girlfriends and their wives and their children. Why don't I just ship them off to Jamaica and Barbados and make them slaves in the sugar plantations, right? So everything went really well with that, except for the Irish, of course, who got the name Redlegs over there. You know why they got Redlegs? Because everybody dressed a lot, had a lot of clothes on, except from down to the knee. Women could show their legs back in those days down to the knee. That's why Irish women have beautiful legs. But the problem with the Irish was they weren't really into this slavery thing, and, you know, at all. It wasn't a good gig, as they say in New York. Yes, it just wasn't working out for a lot of them. So after Oliver Cromwell died,
And they weren't being forced to go to Jamaica. That was the end of the Irish going to Jamaica as slaves. The people in Ireland was thinking, we got a Celtic tiger coming in 300 years, man. We're going to hang out here for it. Yeah. So the next people that the British sent over were African slaves. And lo and behold, what happened? The Irish and the African slaves intermixed and intermarried. And that's how you got reggae music. If you listen to some of Bob Marley's songs, you'll hear the Irish melody song. I'll show you how Black 47 incorporated it in. Oh, pirates, yes, say rabbi, sold out to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand has been made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can. Your minds have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long must they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's all a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Well, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long must they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's all a part of it. Got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. These songs of freedom. Oh yeah, the fire of freedom. Can't you feel it? The fire of freedom. Can't you feel it? The fire of freedom. In Jamaica, in Belfast, in New York City, in Cincinnati. Oh, you feel it? The fire of freedom. Oh yeah, the fire of freedom, yeah. Clap your hands to this. Oh yeah, come on! Be my rhythm section. Darling, darling, you put up with so much. Betrayed by your leaders, abandoned by your church. You suffer now, you're older than your years, but you still look beautiful. Oh, you're fighting back the jeers. can't even strip search me. Never gonna take away my human dignity. Beat me, shoot me, flame keep on burning, yeah. Never gonna put out the fire of freedom, yeah. When we were children, we thought we would be God's anointed, but the joke is on you and me. 10 years later, we're still searching for the sun, but I want you to know that our day will come. You can't break down my door, you can't even strip search me. Never gonna take away my human dignity. Beat me, shoot me, flame keep on burning, yeah. Never gonna put out the fire of freedom. All right. So many hopes and dreams, lightning pieces. Betrayed by politicians' speeches. I want you to know I love you forever. Our dreams will continue in the eyes of our children. You can break down my door, you can't even strip search me. Never gonna take away my human dignity. Beat me, shoot me, flame keep on burning, yeah. And never gonna put out the fire of freedom, alright. Out in the all I hear is violence, but the authorities react with silence. One love for you, for me it's another. Things got to change, oh my sisters and brothers. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. And this year, you're done, the tower, ow! Do, 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 do. My skin has an issue. Hey, politician, your lies are gonna get ya. Chickens coming home to roost in the White House. Blood on the streets if you don't shut your big mouth. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. And this sure you're done, tower out. Johnny Lennon, 20 years later, but back at the beginning. Sick of hanging around for divine intervention. Take to the streets if you're looking for redemption. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. And this year, you're done, tower. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. Oh, Roshe, the va, oh, wall, yeah. And this year, you're done, a tower. You have delivered us. Ow, yeah. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
At 6 o'clock, and it's time to rock. Me head is beating like a drum. In the cold light, I feel like shite. I can't remember last night's fun. And the foreman says, come on up, boys, stick your fingers down your throats and get to work. And I wish to Christ I'd stayed home last night instead of drinking in America. Yeah, I knock down walls with big iron balls. I mix cement, butter tongue, with me tongue hanging out for a bottle of stout, sweat bullets in a Brooklyn sun. Then I think of her up on Kingsbridge Road. Did she mean what she said last night? Oh, mommy dear, we're all mad over here, living in America. Ah, the kids aren't dressed, the house is a mess. The yuppies are networking again. Kiss her darlings goodbye, or we'll be late tonight. Should be home by 11. All your little tears, dry up your tears. Your parents are too busy making money. Oh, mommy dear, we're all mad over here, living in America. Working with the black man, Dominican or Greek, in the snows of January, the trench in August heat. No sick days or benefits, for Christ's sake, don't get hurt. Quacks over here won't patch you up unless I see the bucks up front. Looking after babbies from Krakaton till dusk. Changing dirty nappies, cleaning up the house. This is what I've been educated for, to wipe the arse of every baby in America. Now the day is done, I take the subway home, squashed up like some sardine in a can. In the Blarney Stone I drink a gallon of foam, till I'm feeling half myself again. If she comes tonight, I'll ask her outright. What the hell? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And she takes a chance, she might find romance. Now she's living in America. Ow! See him standing there with a ring in his ear and the grin on the side of his face. With a fag in his mouth, oh, I should watch out. Say that he's a real hard case. Should I take me chance or say no thanks? What the hell, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Oh, mommy dear, we're all mad over here, living in America. Oh, mommy dear, we're all mad over here, living in America. Oh, mommy dear, we're all so, so mad over here, living in America. Oh, yeah.
Sing a song for a buddy of mine here tonight from Wexford. Not many of us around. Pat Kiernan. Now Wexford is a town unto its own. Anybody ever been there? Yeah, nobody goes to Wexford. And nobody emigrates except Pat and myself. We got pasts. But anyway, growing up in Wexford, one of the things you kind of don't realize is that there are a lot of traveling people who live there, and who, when we were younger, who camped on the outskirts of town. And we called them tinkers, and it was just, there were tinkers everywhere, and that was life. It was fine. And one of the great things about the tinker people was that they had a culture all their own. And one day I was coming from school. I had to be about 13 or 14 because I was getting the first strivings of sex. I mean, I know it's different over here. 10 and 11 you get them, but in Ireland we're really backwards. Not anymore. Well, yeah, pat myself, it took us a long time to get going. But anyway, I was really into the Beatles at the time, and I remember thinking, though, that she loves you and I want to hold your hand is not quite what I'm experiencing right now. So, I was coming from school, and normally the Tinker people wouldn't allow you near them if they were in a group. They always were on their own or with one or two people, but it was a big group of them congregated outside a pub called Keelty's Pub in Wexford. And one of them, they didn't notice me for once because their eyes were all on this man who was just about to sing a song. And I still remember his face so well. He had a face like a hawk. He could have been like an old-looking 40 or a young-looking 60. He had hair the color of dirty snow, for want of a better word. But he was obviously someone of great importance to them because they were totally clued in on him. And he sang this song, and I remembered most of it, actually. And then later on, with Black 47, I tracked it down. And by then, I had come up with new verses to it and a new musical side of it and a whole new bridge to it because I was so fascinated by the woman in the song. Her name is Molly Bawn. And Bawn in Gaelic means white or blonde hair. And she really stood out in Ireland at that point. So many people in Ireland have blonde hair now, but back then they didn't. Must be a genetic thing. Right, ladies? It's like the years have just kind of brought on this blondness. I thought all the women in America, man, there's so many blonde women in America. But anyway, Molly Bawn had two lovers, one of whom who was her husband. Anyway, let's see if we can summons up this beautiful tinker woman here.
One starry night, as I lay sleeping, one starry night, as I lay in bed, dreamed I heard wagon wheels creaking. When I awoke, love, found you had fled. I'll search the highways, likewise the byways. I'll search the borings, the camping places too. I will inquire of all our people. Have they tied her tidings, the sight of you? As many as the my love, with you I've traveled. Many is the our love, with you I've spent. Dreamed you were my love forever, but now I find love, you're only left.
house I'll find you, lamenting your lost love back home. I'm drunk today, I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. When I am dead, my story ended. Molly born a story, come lay me down. As I lay sleeping, one starry night, as I lay in bed, dreamed I heard wagon wheels creaking. Now that you're gone, love, might as well be dead. Now that you're gone, love, might as well be dead. Now that you're gone, love, might as well be dead.
Ever hear about Jimi Hendrix down here?
Jimmy!
You heard of Jimmy, right? The very famous Irish guitar player. We adopted him over there. Anyway, this story has a lot to do with West Cork bass players and Jimi Hendrix. All right? Now, I'm going to have a competition here, all right? For a Black 47 CD, the first person to shout out this name will get one, all right? You know it already. Ah, Jesus. All right. Then we won't go with that one because you ruined it. You got a guy up here drinking whiskey, man. You can't be taking his cues on me. All right. Who's the drummer of the Jimi Hendrix Experience? All right. You got it. That was quick. You get the CD, not the guy who blew it on me, who was in Dayton last night. All right, so we're going to go back to... I can't put Mitch Mitchell in this. We got to go back to Noel Redding. Noel Redding was the bass player of Jimi Hendrix Experience. But when the band was breaking up, Noel Redding hadn't been paid for 2 months. And Noel, according to all people who knew him, was a kind of a cheap... He had a chance to play with Jimi Hendrix. He shouldn't be looking for money, I think. But anyway, he hadn't been paid. And over at the side of the stage, the last night, he sees the tapes of the last two performances of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. He thought, well, I haven't been paid, so I'm just going to take the tapes as insurance. And he was moving to West Cork. Yeah. But... So when he gets to West Cork, he meets a friend of mine called Gabe Hannon there. And Gabe introduces him to the bank manager of the town that he was going to live in. And the bank manager said, I will give you the money for a house, all right, but I need some kind of insurance. And Noel said, whoa, I have the insurance right here for you. I'm owed all this money from Jimi Hendrix, but I have his tapes here, so I'm definitely going to get paid. So the bank manager said, done deal, spit in the hand, shake hands. That's the way it was done in West Cork. And Noel got the money for the house. But lo and behold, as often happens in the music business, poor Jimi Hendrix died. Very sad. And his estate went into severe negotiations over the next 20, 25 years. In the meantime, the bank manager died, and then Noel Redding died, and the tapes are still in this bank vault in West Cork. And if you listen closely enough to the song, you will hear the town that they're in. But anyway, apart from that, there is something about West Cork in the weather there that makes the women super horny. I don't know what it is. I mean, I used to be a 200-pound gym rat, and then I went out with a woman from West Cork, and look at me now. It's 20 years ago, and I haven't got over it yet. But it was a good way to go. So this is the story of a guy who goes to West Cork to find the long-lost tapes of Hendrix and finds out that in the bank, wherein the tapes are in the vault, is sweet Maggie McGuire, all 200 pounds of her. And from West Cork. So here we go. And I'm going to need your help with clapping on this. Come on, put your hands together. A chance to meet. He was sticking behind the bottle of spirit and battery. Said I got some news. He only cost a couple of bob. It's about to bury treasure back home in Ballydehob. Raise his eyes up to me, sir. I know you love musicians. I got news to beat the band. But back there in me native town, in the Allied Irish Bank, the long lost tapes of Hendrix are lying in the vault. Ah, you can talk about your pyramids and your pints of Guinness stout, but the long lost tapes of Hendrix will leave them in the doo-doo-doo-doo. Mission dog. Oh, no, not another yank. I hate the very sight he is, apart from your president. That man can lay some change on me anytime he wants. Ah, you can talk about your pyramids and your pints of Guinness stout, but the long lost tapes of Hendrix will leave them in the doo-doo. Seduction verse is coming. What are you doing later? You don't know up too much. Would you care for a pint of Guinness? I never touch the stuff. But one pint led to two or three, six to seven or eight, until I was shaking hands with me. Something that girl was feeling no pain. She was starting to look beautiful, though it was three.
Jimi Hendrix will leave them in the dirt. No bother, she smiled coyly. That's easily arranged. So we headed down the bank and took the front stairs. Soon we were inside the vault and down to the very floor. I could see the tapes of Hendrix and they hidden behind the door. I never had such a night of love. She knew every trick in the book. Over, under, sideways, by the morning I was shook. When she finally keeled over, I gently moved her away. With her snores raised in the very dead, I headed for the tapes. Then all at once a big white flash took me by surprise. An apparition in tie-dye arose before me eyes. A curly-headed black man exploded in the light. It was the ghost of Jimi Hendrix, and in playing neon pipes. On me hand, 200 pounds of Maggie McGuire smiling to beat the band. Oh, you're so romantic, no engagement did I need. Just one mad night of blister and sex brought me to me knees. So now I live in Valley D. Harper, the rain pours down all week. I'm nearly fading away from tending to Maggie McGuire's needs. The moral of this story, never find your dreams. Keep away from Hendrix and his tapes. Ah, you can talk about your pyramids and your pints of Guinness Stout, but the long lost tapes of Hendrix will leave them in the dirt. Ah, Maggie McGuire, I'm a slave to your desire. Ah, Jimi Hendrix, what a fix you left me in. There's so many words in that song. So I've been really privileged that the theater group here has been doing a play of mine called Blood. How about a round of applause for the Cincinnati Players? And they're going to be doing a play by two buddies of mine, Frank and Malachi McCourt, coming up soon here. So a couple of blackguards, all right? So make sure you come. Because it is only hilarious. If you knew the McCourts like I knew them, it's only the top of the... It even gets worse when you get into it. I told Malachi, by the way, when he was coming down here, not to make it too political. But I don't know, he did. Anyway, thanks so much for doing Blood. And I wrote the play because I was fascinated with an Irish hero called James Connolly. And I wanted to kind of nail the guy. And I think we did with Black 47 with this particular song. The system is a volunteer rifles, boy. Don't give up your dream. I'm a republic for the working class, economic liberty. Back into the pub, all right? I got CDs in there. You want to get your picture taken, whatever. Don't forget, come here. Be a member of this organization. If you're not a member, sign up. Because these places don't run on their own, you know? You need volunteers. You need members. And we'll be taking members inside in the bar.
We're taking names and addresses too. I said, we're taking names and addresses. It's been a real pleasure coming here, you know. I wish you hadn't got rid of Sudsy Malone, so what can you do? The nights of my youth that I spent in there doing laundry. Black 47 thought that Sudsy Malone's is the greatest bar in America because you could do your laundry in there too. You know? You could call up your significant other and she said, what are you doing tonight, man, after the gig? Well, I'm doing my laundry, babe. You know? You wouldn't believe it. They didn't believe it, but whatever. All right, so we're going to do one last song here. Let me see. You're going to help me with this. Come on, you got to get a clap on. Not too fast, that one. All right. All right, you ready? This is a song about a girl from Dublin. Her name was Bridie. And me and Bridie, we're going to have 27 red-haired babies. Little slower, little slower. It's like Irish sex. Slow, yeah. Ready? Every Friday and a Morris Minor out in the back. But I was mad for chicks and reels, drinking dirty big pints of stout. And the Bank of Ireland gave me the boot. They said, don't let the door hit your arse on the way out. Of me on the store. 2 months later, stuck with the rent. Said I'd have to be telling her dad. So we drove the Morris Minor to court. The Apple said, you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. What could I do, Bridie? Fiddly diddly daddly dee. Born to play the funky keel. America, diddly diddly daddly dee, where the wild women are waiting for me. Think of me, Bridie, whenever you see me there on your MTV. Love you, cush, love it, how could I be without you? Funky, funky, Kaylee. Yeah, let's hear it. And dirty big glass supporter, banging me cheeks and me ribs and me slides. Thank you, Bridie, whenever I'm sober, which isn't too often, I have to confess. Take good care to Morris Minor, bad luck to your dad, and give the baby a great big kiss from his daddy at the Irish Heritage Center. Fiddly diddly diddly dee, born to play the funky kill. Far away, off to America. Diddly diddly daddly dee, where the wild women are waiting for me. And give me Bridie whenever you see me there on your MTV. Love your cush, so how could I be without Punky Funky Kaylee. Does the baby look like me, Bridie?
us the biggest bed in the world, girl. We can stay there to make babies.
I'm Frank Johnson. You've been listening to highlights of Larry Kerwin's Rock and Reed concert, recorded in February at the Irish Heritage Center in eastern Cincinnati. You can find a link to the Irish Heritage Center and Larry Kerwin at WVXU.org. This special was produced for WVXU and WMUB by Lee Hay, with technical assistance from Kevin Rowinski, Jim Nolan, and Rick Andrus.